Welcome to Jags of the Roundtable. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. The Jags and Lions coming up Sunday at Ford Field, Detroit. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of work Friday with a walkthrough on the practice fields. And that walkthrough included number 50. Telvin Smith back with the team today for the meetings and the walkthrough. What a week it's been for the Jaguars' third-year linebacker. Head coach Gus Bradley confident that he could be available this Sunday.
Well, he's probable, you know, so we anticipate him. But I do know tomorrow's going to be very emotional, and you want to make sure that a player's got the right mindset playing in a game. So, I mean, there's, you know, the hope is that he can compartmentalize it and go out there and play. But I'm not willing to say, oh, yeah, 100%, because there's a lot of things that can happen tomorrow.
All right, guys, let's get to it now. Turnover margin is the big story around this team, minus 14. But if you had to pick one Sunday, would you not want to give the ball away or get a turnover?
Both. No, I think you want to create turnovers against this team because Matthew Stafford in the past has been a guy who would throw interceptions. So I think the momentum you would gain from getting one, finally breaking that five-game thing. It's close because they're both so important, but if you had the first drive of the game where Jalen Ramsey was jumping a route and getting an interception, I think that would have a greater effect than the negative on the opposite side of the ball.
And I'll take the conservative approach this week, and that is do not turn the ball over. Last 2 weeks, 6 turnovers, no takeaways, as we know very well. And the Jaguars have given 20 points directly to the Chiefs and the Texans. So I'll take that long drive like we saw in Chicago, but the end of that long drive is a touchdown and not a turnover. I think the momentum that you can create by getting an early lead and not turning the ball over, it's not going to be as much as a pick six, but I do think that that would be important just once, for goodness sakes. Don't make it easy on the Lions.
Here's some keen insight. That would be good too, JP.
Good point. Yeah.
That's why we pay him.
Opposing quarterbacks have had some time to stand back there recently, as of late at least, stand back there, pat the ball, complete it. Only 16 sacks for the Jaguars' defense. How do you get more pass rush?
Well, and that's the key, is that you've got to get the rush. I mean, forget the sack number. I know we want to see that because it leads to turnovers. But just to make someone uncomfortable in the pocket. Yeah. They didn't get to Nick Foles until the second half. And I don't think Osweiler, who I thought was pretty average, he didn't really feel any heat all day. Stafford, who's comfortable now, and he's mobile enough to get outside the pocket, you've got to make him move his feet. He's less accurate moving than, of course, when he is standing. So Malik Jackson's got to crash to the inside, and then you need those two young guys. You need Fowler and Ngakoue to beat someone. That's what they haven't done the last couple weeks. They haven't got off the block.
Yeah, when they have their opportunities, they have to make more of an impact. Maybe that's some games. Maybe that's some blitzing. But again, I think the biggest thing is they need to create themselves some opportunities to really rush the passer. That's stopping the run early, and it's getting a lead, which I've been harping on forever. Get a 2-touchdown lead and put your – wow, 2 touchdowns, right?
When was the last time we saw that?
Get that kind of a lead and put yourself in a position where you don't have to worry about the run as much and peel your ears back. If Fowler and Ngakoue could have a quarter of that, I think you would see their numbers go up.
I talked to both of them this week, and both of them made the point that they haven't had that many opportunities to rush, because they've been behind, and teams have been more willing to run. But more than that, quarterbacks in this league get rid of the ball in a hurry, and both of them are still trying to adapt to that and understand how to beat their guy and get to him quick.
A huge adjustment.
Jaguars quarterback now. Last week, I think he was 65% completion percentage, 60 around there for the season. A lot of it is short, intermediate passing, the deep ball. I guess is lacking. Is that accurate? And then how do you fix it?
Yeah, I mean, the deep ball has been the thing. He's hit some. He got some interference penalties to Marquise Lee last week. He hit Marquise a couple weeks ago. But what's lacking is that big play when it matters. I mean, beyond the turnovers, which, you know, 14 this year for him, cut that out and everything's so much better. But hit a deep ball. This league is making big plays at big times that turn games. Hadn't done it enough.
Got to be more accurate on the deep ball. We've seen him miss to Marquise and Hearns, who are not that A-Rob jump and, you know, wide wingspan and grab it in. But more than that, he's got to see it. How many times have you seen the tape, and you both have, where you see him looking over here for a 7-yard gain, and yet there's Julius or there's Allen all wide open on the seam, like, hey, throw it here. If he has better vision for whatever that means, and not hear, but just understanding what's going on around him, I think the accuracy could go up a lot in a hurry.
Got to get better.
And we'll start trying to do that this week at Ford Field, Detroit, a 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday for the Jags and the Lions. And that's it for Jags and the Roundtable.